Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast, where we give you practical strategies and actionable tactics to help you improve how you lead at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer, an executive education adjunct professor, a team development workshop facilitator, speaker, and leadership coach. In today's episode, we're going to break open the impact of expectancy theory when motivating teams. Based on the research of Victor Vroom, this theory explores the connections between effort, performance, and outcomes. Join us as we dive into extrinsic motivation, expectancy theory, and how you can apply it to your leadership approach. Let's dive in. Extrinsic motivation is defined as a desire to participate in an activity based on meeting an external goal, meeting an external outcome. It's the effort you're willing to put in, the performance you expect to occur, and the desired outcome you expect to achieve. These outcomes are forms of recognition, monetary or non-monetary awards, promotion potential, tangible items. Expectancy theory posits that individuals are motivated to act when they believe that they'll be able to achieve a desired outcome based on their performance. In turn, that delivers the result that they're looking for. Extrinsic motivation can help you with short-term performance. Understanding your team members and catering to their extrinsic motivations can lead to short-term improved performance. Knowing what they desire and aligning your goals will help you improve results. As a leader, clarifying roles, setting clear expectations, and having a transparent system of rewards hits on your team members' extrinsic motivations. When I first left the Army, I spent time working at a Fortune 50 company in their distribution network. And a lot of times when we were able to achieve performance and outperform our goals for the night, I was able to cut my team loose, let them go. And I thought this was odd at first, but as long as everything was balanced across the distribution center, this would be a form of a desired outcome. We worked an overnight shift, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, and my team members would often, after midnight, performance would start to dwindle. And depending on what time of year, if they wanted to watch the or catch the Monday night football game, or they wanted to catch some Sunday night football, we were out in Colorado Springs, so the time zone was advantageous for that. Getting cut loose early allowed them time to do that. This would be a form of extrinsic motivation. So we had a night where we were falling behind a little bit and we needed to catch up. I saw that at the start of my shift, and I decided to share with them, hey, if we hit our goals, we hit our performance metrics, I'll be able to cut the team out early tonight. What happened, you ask? Nothing. My team drug their feet. We barely met our performance goals for the night. When I went through the last 2 hours of my shift, I started talking to different team members. Hey, what's going on? I thought everybody wanted to cut out early. Usually when I offer this, people take me up on it. And I had one person who was truly honest. One person said, Will, it's January, right after the holidays. Credit card bills are coming due. And that's when it hit me. When we cut them loose and we let them go early, they didn't get paid for the entire shift. The outcome that I thought was desirable was no longer desirable under these circumstances. People needed the money to pay for their Christmas presents, their holiday presents, the credit card bills that are coming, the first of the year. They didn't necessarily need that money when it was August, September, October during football season, when it was summertime out and they wanted to cut out early to go hang out with their friends. So I made a fatal flaw in understanding what my team members desired or found desirable as a motivating factor. I expected their performance to match the outcome, and it did not. Their performance barely matched my expectation to begin with. Understanding what matters, understanding the importance of desirable outcomes, setting up early to clarify roles, tasks, and responsibilities, and making sure those are in line with expected performance, that is expectancy theory at play. I did not understand that at the time, but I do now. Expectancy theory empowers leaders to understand and leverage the factors that drive extrinsic motivation, creating a workplace where individuals believe that their efforts will lead to success. By applying the principles of expectancy theory, leaders can not only boost motivation, but also enhance overall performance and job satisfaction. Think about that. When you're on a team and you understand what role you play, you know the performance standards, you know what's expected from you, you can, and you know and desire the outcomes that are available, whether that be a promotion potential, whether that be a monetary bonus for team performance. That may come in terms of awards. The Army does this very, very well. We give time off. We give medals for performance. Visible symbols of what you've achieved. Napoleon Bonaparte once said, "It's amazing what you can get soldiers to do for pieces of cloth, ribbon, and shiny metal." But this is extrinsic motivation at work. Understanding this as a team, understanding this as a leader, and knowing how to leverage and tailor this to your team members can make all the difference. Let's dive into some tactics you can take in order to leverage expectancy theory into your leadership style. One, clarify expectations. Clearly communicate expectations regarding tasks, roles, and performance standards. When individuals know what's expected, they're more likely to channel their efforts effectively. Two, link effort to performance. Establish a clear connection between the effort employees put in and performance outcomes. Help them know what the standard is, what exceeding the standard looks like. Ensure that individuals understand the correlation between the work that they'll put in and the results it can yield. Three, provide adequate resources. Equip your team with the necessary tools, training, and other resources to be successful in their job. Ensure that they have the capability to perform at the expected level. Give them the space, give them the tools, give them the data, share the information, and allow them to exceed expectations on their own. Set the conditions by providing adequate resources. Four, reward high performance. Recognize and reward high performance, reinforcing the idea that effort will lead to achievement and that achievement will lead to a positive outcome. Rewarding high performance has to be a value high enough that people will desire that outcome. The performance you want to get that you're paying for needs to be above what you would have an average employee perform. This helps people stretch themselves to reach higher standards. Five, offer support and feedback. Provide constructive feedback and support to enhance individuals' performance, to enhance people's confidence, to allow them to know whether they're meeting, exceeding, or not achieving expectations. Being able to have a conversation with somebody, being able to pull them off to the side and share what they're doing well, what they need to improve on, seek to understand, find out what resources they may need, and apply them. This helps that continuous learning cycle stay on path, and it also helps to clear up any misperceptions whether someone thinks they're meeting an expectation or not. Have the candid conversation with your team members. Six, align goals and rewards. Ensure that the rewards and outcomes align with what individuals value. Don't make the same mistake I made. Monetary awards, time off awards mean different things to different people. Achievement medals, certificates of appreciation, all those things mean different things to different people. Understand what motivates your team members individually and align your reward systems appropriately. This alignment strengthens the belief that the effort will lead to desirable results. And seven, promote a positive work environment. cultivate a positive and supportive workplace. A positive environment enhances individuals' beliefs that their efforts will lead to positive outcomes. When you're upbeat, when you're candid, when you're open, when you're clear, when you're connected, all of this breeds into positivity. All of this will play into the effort that your team members will give. Expectancy theory is a powerful lens that you can use to understand and harness the motivational forces and factors that are at play in the work environment. By aligning efforts, performance, and outcomes, you can create a workplace every individual is inspired to give their best in. You can create a workplace that's highly sought after. It's up to you. Thanks for tuning in to the Leadership Decoded podcast here at the Loop Internet Studios. If you enjoyed today's episode, please save and share it across all of our social media platforms. We want to hear from you. Leave us a comment, leave us a review, give us a topic that you want to see covered in an upcoming episode. If you're a business owner, an employee, a team leader, or a team member, I would love to work with you. Reach out to find out more about curated training solutions that can better your work environment and strengthen your team dynamics. You can find me at Dr. Will Ramey on LinkedIn or reach out at will@onthestacks.com. I'm your host, Will Ramey, and I'll see you the next time you press play.